Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And I'm back in here today with my friend Ron Suno.
Ron Suno, you know the vibes. Yeah, outside.
And I'm hyped as hell to have you back in here because I feel like your career has taken some wild turns since we last did the interview.
Facts. And last time we did an interview was actually like before quarantine. Yeah. Like a lot. Like, and before that, I sat in an interview the first time. I was the only Bonjour rapper doing drill.
Bonjour?
Bonjour.
Bronx drill.
Yeah, only Bronx drill rapper doing drill. I ain't gonna lie.
Just the way you put it together, it sounded like right? Bonjour. Yeah, but like, I know where you're from.
That's just
and I know
like one word, right?
Yeah, word, right? Nah, facts. Nah, yeah. Like, yeah. I remember that. Like the first interview we did, I said I was the only Bronx drill rapper.
Mm.
Then now you got different rappers that's coming from the Bronx that's on your platform.
Yeah, man. And because I was still crediting you as mainly being a drill rapper, or excuse me, a skit dude at that time. Yeah. Like you were doing the music thing, but still like the skit stuff, it was kind of like by far the thing that was getting the most attention. And it's been kind of wild from a distance to watch how the music stuff has really taken off. And
all types of kids these days.
Because I ain't gonna lie, Adam, it's about staying alive. Like, you gotta survive in it, you heard?
Mm.
A lot of rappers, they lit and then they go away.
Yeah.
Like, that buzz, it stayed there, but then it's gone because you gotta stay away from the politics that leads you to the trouble.
Really?
Know? Hell yeah. Like, I'm the type of rapper, like, I have fun, but I'm still here doing what I do. Like, I'm still with girls having fun. I'm still living my life, and I'm still getting money. I even got my teeth done.
Yeah, I see that. Hey, introduce us to your mans, too, before we get too deep in here.
This is my artist right here. This is Squeeze.
G-Squeeze. Drop out, I'll make them bleed.
Yeah, like, I feel like in my career, like, I'm bringing my people out. Like, it's a culture. Like, I feel like we grew up together, and it's like, when you do something, you got to put your mans on that. This is what I grew up with since, like, 10th. We was 10 years old together, you know? So it's like, I put them on. We're going to do the same shit together.
We've been doing this together, so it's about as well.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you're somebody that Ron Suno's having to trail him in the streets in case he gets into problems, or is that inaccurate?
What that mean? What you saying?
I've been outside. Yo, Adam, I go loud.
Are you his protection? Or were you at any point in your life?
I go loud. It's 100 shots behind my money, you heard?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? You reach for that chain, you get shot in your tooth.
Facts. Hey, listen.
Oh, dear God. What are we getting into here? We get shot in our tooth.
Nah,
that might kill me. My tooth is right near my brain.
I'm his protector, but I'm his brother. You feel me?
Okay.
And you feel me? My son really, he the bag. You got to, like, you feel me? You got to make sure. If bro on top, you got to make sure he always good, always straight. You feel me? Nobody reach next to him. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Like that.
But when we did that interview, we weren't even talking about Bronx drill, really, were we?
Nah, we was really talking about, like, OnlyFans. We was talking about,
you
like,
said you would not start OnlyFans.
Yeah,
you sticking
that.
With that?
Nah, I go loud, though. I still didn't start OnlyFans.
Okay.
But, like, since they deleted my Instagram, I probably would, because the content that Instagram only allow, you got to post on OnlyFans. Like,
right.
You got to do explicit shit on a different platform, because Instagram is too sensitive.
Bro, why they delete your Instagram?
They too sensitive. Like, I feel like my swag, my energy, like, I like the... I love girls. Like, I love being around girls. Like, I got new challenges. I'm sitting on girls' backs.
My son horsing around, you right?
Like, that's the new challenge.
He look like the new polo man.
I'm sitting on girls' backs. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like,
but I was thinking the thing that would have got you is that you came in the game with the fake squabble, you know, like, trying to fight, which... If the algorithm could have took that and said, oh, look, he's a bully, he's trying to fight people, he's promoting violence, that would make more sense to me. But you just be with too many girls?
Yeah, but it's like, I feel like now, since Instagram is so PG-13, these girls be half naked. Like, they showing their body parts, and it's a lot of people that's young that's watching. So I'll be like, all right, cool. So I feel like I should make it OnlyFans, you feel me?
But if I go to my feed right now on Instagram and I scroll down for, like, you know, 30 seconds, I'm going to see a wall of like yeah, in between like, posts, it mm-hmm. will be literally four chicks, and one of them will be on the stair machine.
She's showing her nipples.
Yeah, like, you seen the nipple pictures. I know you seen that.
I seen that. It's the same girl that's going viral. She got her nipples out. But the only thing is, when an actual male posts a picture,
exactly,
we become, you feel me? We be in trouble. Because at the end of the day, we double standard. Like, I feel like males, we can't go out that way like how females could. Like, females could show all of this. But when I put the female on my page, they going to take it down.
And now you're Ron Bruno.
I'm Ron Bruno now, yo. I got two names now, yo. But we still going crazy. I feel like the fans love Ron Bruno.
Really? Like, it's not like an alter ego. It's just an alternate spelling?
Yeah, like, I feel like the fans, they feel like Ron Bruno is more, like, more serious. Ron Bruno is more serious. Ron Bruno is more the funny, yeah, y'all know the vibes. But Ron Bruno, like, yeah, y'all gonna see, like, what's
because
going on.
This is the thing, is that if you're someone who, like, gets their name doing skits or doing, you know, funny internet content, people always probably have the assumption that you're not going to be able to transition that kind of clout into any kind of, like, actual success in music or something more serious. Because we've seen a million people who kind of, like, got 100,000, a couple hundred thousand followers off doing some funny skits, and then a couple years later, you're just not thinking about them anymore because that shit just gets old pretty quick unless they're able to really keep stepping it up. From your perspective, how were you able to actually transition to people really fucking with your music after you already had some fame from skits and whatnot?
I relate to my people.
My son, nice.
I feel like when you got people that's watching, you gotta be hands on with these people, like supporters. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, when I watch my supporters and they watching me, I read my comments. Like, I know what they like, so I know what they gonna feed into. Yeah, so a lot of these rappers, they doing shit that people like, then they going off track. They go off track to something else that fans is not used to, so they like, I want this one back. You ever notice that? Like, an artist be lit, and then years later, they be like, I want the 2017 person back. They try to do something else because they feel like doing something new going to expand their fan base.
Right.
But being you, going to always stick to your fans, you know? Right. I just stay me. Cause I know being me, that's what my fans want. But Ron Bruno, what am I mother like? I go lie to you, Adam. We gotta chill more, bro. Cause it's like we could do so much shit.
Yeah, you gotta come to New York.
You're like, yo,
I
got bro.
It. I went to New York three times this fucking year, and I didn't hit up Ron Bruno. I'm feeling like shit about it.
Cause you be around Constantine, like. You know, Kyle
not in New York, but we did his interview on here a while back. That's one of the biggest interviews we did last year.
You know all
the
people, those people that came up, they grew up with me. Like, right. I know all them niggas. Like, those them niggas, like, when I started up, I was like the only nigga in the Bronx. So y'all remember, like, I'm 22. Like, a lot of these niggas is 20, 21. Cool. Like, I'm the younger generation that's, like, leading everybody else, you know? So you got the niggas like Constantine, you got the K-Flox, like, that came up from music and comedy. Like, even with Constantine, like, I was doing skits. And he was watching me, you heard? He was watching me because he was next up.
Right.
But I was doing only comedy videos. When he looked at funny ideas, he looked at them in a different platform. So that's why he do Twitch now.
And that's why he's YouTube. A genius podcast. Yeah. Well, not podcaster, but like Twitch streamer is because he knows it's all about entertainment.
Yeah, like, and he watched.
Whatever he puts together is just all about keeping motherfuckers entertained.
It's organic. And that's why I fucked with him. Like, you heard? Because I seen, like, even when I met him, he was one of the niggas that I knew was going to go crazy. Like, he had the idea, like, it could be this thing, but we could do it 10 times better if we have it all around. You heard? Like, he made it all internationally. Like, it was all global.
Right.
Like, so that's why when I looked at him, he was younger than me. We became friends. I was like, yo, bro, you different. You feel me? Then from there, he blew up. I ain't gonna lie. Like, with me, I stuck with music. You feel me? I stuck with music because I felt like with music, that was my passion.
Right.
So we was like best friends growing up, you feel me? So him, he went to Atlanta to be A&P. I started doing
You and Kai were best friends. I didn't realize it was like that.
Hell yeah. Like, if you go on TikTok, you go on TikTok, you see, like, that's my brother. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you.
They
like,
fake started that shit, skit shit together.
Like if you look at A&P and the shit that he doing now, it's the build up that he built up to be. You heard? Like, it has to be a character that has to be grown and taught in order to be the person that you are to this day.
Right.
And I feel like me and him, we grew up at the same lane where it's like we could grow to learn together. Like, between me and you, like, we was together when he having fun, you heard?
Having fun. Define having fun. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard that story.
We was treating those staircases like hotels.
Yeah, like when we was with girls, like, I was there, like, when he was...
Yo, middle school, trying, high school, them hosts that don't...
What, he wanted the females? He was cracking a bitch in the stairwell with you two?
He called Ron Suno when he wanted the girls because at the time, like, I've been lit. I've been doing this shit, so it's like...
But lit in the stairwells, though. Like, what kind of bitches do we like, have in the stairwells?
Yo, that was hotels when we was kids.
Yeah, like, at the time, we didn't have the crib. We didn't have a house. Like, you feel
that
me?
That was a hotel, we had could have five bitches in the staircase.
Why is everybody in New York always trying to gangbang a chick?
I feel like that's what the girls is who's brothers,
brothers,
you
heard? We brothers.
We starting shit together.
And I ain't gonna lie, here we go.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. We brothers, you heard?
Yeah, but I said this. Like I've said this in groups of people before, and they kind of always are like, yeah, it's true. Like, that's just not as popular in California. I don't know.
I feel like New York, like, our energy is different. Like, when we fuck with somebody, we fuck with them. Like,
yeah, we different
like
type
Adam,
of
like, I fuck with you. Like, if I see you outside and you just walking, you trying to figure it out, I'm like, yo, Adam, you good? Like, you need anything? Like, yeah. I'm a type of nigga like
that's
that.
That's what I like about New Yorkers. It's a very confrontational style of communication.
Yeah, you know? Like, I'm going to make sure, like, you understand, like, we here for me to stay. Like,
but, okay, this is my thing that, to be honest, is kind of, I think, the most surprising thing about you being able to be as successful as you've been is that when you look at drill music, when you look at, you know, Bronx, Brooklyn drill in particular, Chicago, whatever, it's always like a lot of times the dudes who get the most attention and clout are the ones who are the most fucking bloodthirsty and have the craziest altercations that they've been involved in and everything. And I'm not saying that Ron Suno on some weak shit at all, but I am saying that, like, I haven't really seen you put out a ton of negativity or really go for that image.
Yo, Adam, you know what's crazy? Like,
that I'm a drill historian?
Nah, it's not even that. Like, when niggas, like, you see how niggas be talking about it? Like, I'm the type of nigga, I really do this shit, you heard? I really do this shit. Like, if I live this shit, I don't gotta promote it because at the end of the day, this is my lifestyle, you heard? Like, I'm trying to see better. Like, we already been through the shit where we going through shit. Like, squeeze, I'm bugging.
We having fun with this shit,
the niggas that, like we always going to go through poverty with niggas we have altercations with. Like, that's life. Like, I'm from the Bronx. Like, that I see regular, the real bro. Shit. Like, I've been through the realest shit. I'm trying to prevail.
Since like 14,
I'm trying to
bro.
Prevail. A lot of rappers, they don't see the bigger picture because they don't have a older... You feel me? Somebody that's telling them, like, yo, this is right from wrong. Like, me, I know right from wrong because I've been through experience. So I'm the type of nigga, I'm trying to change that cycle. Like, a lot of these rappers, they still rapping about it. They still trying to get into it because it's like, they don't know right from wrong. Like, we the type of niggas, like, we lit as shit. We trying to prevail, yo. Like, I don't got to talk about drills. I don't got to talk about drills. Like, even shit like you shit with me in situations where I'm beefing with rappers. Like, yo, bro, like, a lot of these rappers know I'm on that, bro. Like,
yo, bro, since 14, you've been running down on niggas.
Yeah, I was smack the shot at...
Yo, bro,
I was
doing this shit since
yo, bro,
school,
I was smack the shot at anybody.
Bro, funny shit,
like,
bro.
Anybody that come to my situation and they think they're going to play with Ron Suno, I will beat them up, nigga. And if you want to lead to a situation, we'll do that. You heard? Hashtag we'll do that.
Put
like,
the beam to his do-rag,
man, like, this shit is different. Like, I'm from the towns, bro. That's the only thing I know. Like... I don't play
but
with none
do,
of these niggas. Like, and I
shit,
shake. Like, my hands work. Like, I see a lot of fights on No Jumper. Niggas be fighting.
Right here.
Bro, what am I mother like? I swear. Niggas try to play on this shit. Niggas are do that. Nigga, what am I mother like?
We leveling
no
up to
shit.
Make great music. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no funny
we making
shit.
Great, fun music.
Like,
so we
and it's
fun
like the
shit.
People, it's like when you got fans, it's like outside looking in, they never know what's going on. But I feel like with my life, it's a little different because. I had a little twist to it for me. I put entertainment on the side of drill. You know, like, even though I'm talking about music, I don't even make diss tracks like that. I still make people get that adrenaline rush where they gotta feel that, you know? And I still add entertainment where you could be with the bitches.
But do you think that, like, because drill music has always been very much, like, completely interconnected and intertwined with street shit, and it's never really been, like, a poppin' drill rapper who wasn't at least basically on that. But now, we got Ice Spice.
Ice Spice.
We gotta like it kind of seems
so
to me.
Half of these niggas not on that, bro.
But nah, I'm saying like a lot of it seems like we might have like a drill music future in which not everybody has to be on some gangster shit, right?
Now, yeah,
shit,
I feel like now with drill, it's you gotta talk about what's relevant. Yeah. You heard? Like, it's a lot of dead people. It's a lot of situations where you like, yo, who that? Who this? You feel me? I'm like, nah, feel me? So a lot of niggas, they want to know what's going on, you know? But I feel like Ice Spice, I'm trying to get on her ribs. I'm off the honey pack and it's lit. Yeah, like,
niggas do that, you heard?
I'm off the honey pack and it's lit.
You never met her?
I never met her. I FaceTimed her. I texted her. I got her number, you feel me? I talked to her a couple times.
Right.
Yeah, I talked to her a couple times.
But so if she was down to kick it, what would your date be?
Doing
that. Take her to the crib or you take her out to eat off the honey pack? Is that...
First thing, I'm going to wear my Nike Tech, you know?
Okay. She likes that, right?
Yeah, she likes Nike Tech. Right. So I'm going to wear my Nike Tech. After that, you know, I'm going to take her out to eat, you know, and get her some steak. Some steak.
Take her to the halal cart.
Yeah, a little STK action. Shit like that, bro.
Okay.
I ain't going to lie.
Right.
I'm trying to get them doonies, though. I'm trying to see what she's...
What that be like.
What's that about?
I'm trying to see what that be like.
You feel me? Ice Spice?
I ain't gonna lie.
She the Bronx. She the Bronx. Like, how you say, like, she the Bronx goddess.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say a lot, but like
she's the way she wears her signature hair.
Like, yo, Ice Spice, shout out to you. Like, I really love you. Like
she's a little too pretty to be from the Bronx, right?
Like, especially, nah, I ain't gonna lie. It's a couple girls from the Bronx.
Bronx is, alright, you heard? Bronx is fun.
But she stand out, though. Like, you feel me? She stand out. Yeah.
She got the star power.
She got the hair. Yeah. She got the...
I ain't gonna lie, I love the Bronx. The Bronx is the best place to be.
Bronx? Like...
Are you crazy?
Brooklyn? Like, remember Brooklyn? Like, we Pop Smoke, all people.
But is the
like
Bronx known for its beautiful women?
Yeah.
I don't think it's like... Need. I don't know. I don't hear
what
people
the,
saying
what
that.
The Bronx don't got? Think about that.
Chopped cheese. We got bacon nigga cheese.
We got grabber. We got weed.
We got grabber.
Y'all niggas don't got nothing of that. You heard?
Grabber.
We got grabber.
We got crushed up tobacco. You don't gotta
we got bacon nigga cheese. You heard?
No more. Free Dusty Lil' Kane, you heard? Free Dusty. Yeah,
he's locked
Dusty,
up?
Yeah. He's locked up right now. Free Dusty Lil' Kane. I did a song with him called Grabber.
Okay.
And that's what we smoking in New York.
We mixed like, the dead nigga with the Grabber.
Like, I fuck with
so
everybody.
I hear. Yeah.
So I hit a little
bit. Who you guys smoking on?
Listen, we ain't gonna talk. We ain't gonna speak on what happened.
We gonna speak on what happened. Now this good happened. Action, you heard? Adam?
We really
yo, these
do
niggas
this
be smoking on niggas and broadcasting it like.
Yo, bro, we still here for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, bro.
We not gonna sit here and say no dickhead. Nah, it's none of that.
Bro, I gonna fuck all them niggas.
Fuck
bro.
Them niggas though. You know what's going
fuck
on?
Y'all niggas all them niggas. Niggas
you drop my, I'll make a bleed. What a bro, you heard? Everything Shaji, you heard? Everything Shaji, you heard? Niggas right, do that, you right?
Yo, then Adam, they asked me if there's competition. The only competition is me, nigga.
Yeah, ooh, so.
Fuck out of here.
Where the ops at? I don't
nigga,
see
we competing with us, nigga.
I don't
fuck
see
what
them.
You talking about?
Mm.
Niggas need to catch up, nigga. No lettuce.
None of my niggas
no
died.
Lettuce, because we getting that green.
None of my niggas out of here.
You
we good, bro. We
you
good.
See my swag? Different. Adam with me. Yo,
we
shout out to Adam.
Adam.
Yo, Adam, I love you, bro.
Hey, yeah. Much
I,
love.
I love you, bro.
Love Ron Suno.
I ain't gonna lie to you, gang.
What was that thing when, wasn't there an academics Ron Suno meme where did you fuck his girl? Like, or not like his girl, but like, was he fucking with a girl that used to fuck with you? And then he was like, Ron Suno? What
funny.
Was that about?
I was just fucking with academics. Like, we just did an interview the other day. Like,
nah, I fuck with my son, academics.
Yeah,
he,
like
he
last
cool.
month we did an interview. He was telling me, like, yo, you talking to the same girl I was talking
right.
to. Like, but it's like, yo. These girls, like,
you just gotta watch your girls, gang.
You gotta watch your girls. You feel me? I fuck with act, but yo, these bitches are you feel me?
Watch your girls, gang.
Females be for everybody.
Don't
girl.
Watch the squad. Watch
females
the girls,
be for everybody,
gang.
Like,
so it's not like awkward or anything if you if
nah.
you end up having fucked the same bitch as your homie.
Because if I do that, he might do that.
Right.
Yo, the girls is for everybody. You
yeah,
are.
Like,
they not.
Love,
they
we,
not for me. They not for him. They for everybody. They
but,
for you too, bro.
But it's
for
like. Me. You gonna find that.
You just gotta find your favorite
yeah,
one.
You're gonna and listen. You gonna find your princess. You heard?
I only fuck with porn stars.
Yeah, porn stars because they
that's lit.
They understand their lane.
I'm just kind of in my own little
nah, fuck
world.
That. They
I'm
know
not
to
trying
do.
To go
you
fuck
smart.
With the
yeah.
random humans.
I got something going on. I might have to.
That's
tap
what
in.
I'm trying to reach for. Like I'm trying to get
in.
There. Like I got these females that's like they there, but I need to get there.
You should have came to the porn convention because you would have been the only drill rapper there.
Porn convention.
I was just
what
there
was
last
this?
Week, yeah.
Last week?
In Vegas, yeah.
They got that?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know they
why
had
we ain't do that?
And awards. We won best porn podcast,
that.
Me and my girl.
Word.
Plug talk.
You lit. Yo, bro, you gonna tap in, gang?
Nah, we gotta tap in.
We here, you.
This
heard.
Is serious business.
You can't
this
smoke grabber in there.
This is Donald Trump food stand serious. This is Donald Trump food stand.
You light
serious.
Up the grabber in the porn convention, it's gonna be an issue.
You wow. Can tap in.
I love. I ain't gonna lie. Growing up, I used to watch mad porn. I ain't gonna lie.
Your porn is for everybody.
Like, I used to be like, I wanna be like this. Shit. I wanna be like this nigga right there.
You gotta learn shit.
Play this shit. You know what I'm and not. You heard? Like, yo, you know who I fuck with on your podcast?
Who?
Sharp.
Yeah. I kind of figured you're gonna say it.
When I'm with my daughter, like, cause I, for me, I'm a father.
You show your kids. Sharp.
Nah. When I'm with my daughter, and I gotta like, you know, occupy time.
Cover her ears.
Yeah, I occupy time. You should, for me, like, I'm like, yo, y'all wanna watch something? I watch Shark Tank. Like, I watch him. Like, cause it's like he's serious. Like, I understand. I be learning from him too. Cause like, he be talking to certain females, and it's like, they gotta hear that.
Right.
They gotta hear that, especially from New York. Certain girls need to hear that. No funny shit.
Whatever he talking about?
Yeah, whatever he talking about.
They gotta hear that?
Because he's saying morals.
I ain't gonna lie.
A lot of these
shit.
Girls don't got morals, yo.
I don't watch that shit. Yeah.
Like, you feel me? They doing shit and what they don't got a cause.
What show you talking about?
Nah, it's just
this
Adam,
dude Sharp
gotta,
who hosts on here.
Yeah, he got a host.
But Sharp used to be a pimp. Yeah. Was Ron Suno ever getting money off of women in such a way?
Nah.
TP, man.
Nah, okay. I don't do shit like that.
TP,
like, man. I'm the type of nigga, Adam. I like fucking.
We like to fuck. Do that.
I like, but
you don't like to mix business and pleasure?
Yeah, like I just like.
Business and pleasure, that's separate.
I love my, yo, like I love the females, yo. Like, and I was, ooh. I love the nice toes, all like.
Yeah, once you had her out off methamphetamines, walking the track for 10 hours, fucking has got to be a lot different.
Yeah, fuck. Nah,
she all tired. She beat up. Someone got beat the fuck out of her.
I'm off the honey pack, so I don't know. Like, I'm taking a honey pack. I'm taking a power plus. You heard
Hattie
Adam?
And honey or
my shit lasting.
Honey.
Like, she said, I remember one time I'm having sex with one girl. She like, oh my God, when you nothing. Like, she like, you off a Percocet? Yo, but that's like majority of the girls I'm fucking.
Right.
Because
nah,
I don't ready,
heard
like,
that shit before.
I mean, I'm ready.
If
like,
you could
I'm,
go that long, yeah, maybe you would be able to, are, maybe you could be in the porn world.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I think you might be ready.
I could do
yeah.
a 30-minute session.
Session.
30-minute session. Different positions. I ain't gonna lie. Callie got the baddies.
Right.
Callie. Shout out to Callie.
Yeah, I fuck with Callie. It's all right out here. Cool. I don't like how y'all police rock, but.
Yeah,
what are our cops doing? Cops are better out here than in
New
York.
No.
They just
pulled us over because we had ski masks on. They ain't never seen New York niggas with ski masks.
How dare they?
They ain't never seen a nigga with ski masks on.
Yeah, they put us in the wall.
Yeah, we all had ski masks on. They thought we was up to no good, you
know? Yeah, you can't all have ski masks on.
It's cold in New York.
It's just, I feel like the cops are going to see that and think it's a bank robbery taking place.
That's because we had a girl in there.
Yeah.
She just looked so innocent.
They put the girl in here. She in here. No,
she going to say to us, I'm going home. This is too much for me. Like.
White girl?
They put the girl in the
she
wall.
Was like, she was like a whitish girl, but she was like one of them.
She wasn't with the shits.
She know who she is.
She was you mad?
Adam, she they traumatized she is. She her, mad. Bro.
For real.
It was over with.
Let me get later.
Where were you?
We was by, I think it was on Hollywood.
Yeah,
Hollywood
that could happen for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know it's a lot going on. You feel me? But
is the mask era over? Like you can't just trot around town in a mask anymore.
Hell no. Nah. We still got the ski mask.
I always
on.
Keep a mask. I got my mask in my
ski
coat.
Ski K though, you.
I always keep that ski K.
I've been trying to get a shiesty.
Keep that ski K on you.
I feel like my head's too big. I don't know if it's gonna fit in there.
Nah, I could get a ski mask for you. I know people that make custom
big
ski
ones?
Masks.
Okay.
Yeah, they're gonna put an Adam 22, like just Adam right there. They're gonna make a ski mask.
I'm trying to get an Ice Spice shiesty.
Oh,
that's a sentence.
What you gonna get her hairstyle on top of it?
Nah, just like a picture of her. Maybe it'll be on the whole thing. It'll make me look like her.
Yeah, because you get the curly hair on top of the ski mask. Yo, that'll go viral, bro. You'll
I'm
be the first
it.
Sticker with that.
Why not? Rob a bank. They'll be like, it was Ice Spice.
Yeah, it was her. Like, how you gonna say it was me? You're gonna frame you me? Like, oh, you stupid? That's a fact, bro.
Oh, you frame me? No, I see what you're trying to do there. Okay. So, all right. Can we talk about this? You recently had a run-in with Dougie B, and y'all were cool.
Yeah.
And this is big news because, you know, word on the streets is that you weren't supposed to be getting along with him because of stuff that was going on a little while back. How did y'all end up squashing shit or deciding that it wasn't worth crashing out over?
I feel like you got to be the bigger person. You feel me? Like, in situations where it's like you got pride on the line. Like, in music and industry, we go through shit where it's like we got pride. We got our own situations.
We focused on money, not another man.
And it's like social media and the blogs.
If you focus on another man, that's like really gay. You supposed to be
like,
focused on
yeah,
money.
Yeah, like, we're not focused on the blogs. Like,
always focused on the bigger
picture.
I'm
focused on me. So when I met him, when I met Dougie B, like, I told him, I'm like, yo, gang, like, yo, bro, like, what we doing? You heard? And it's like, when you meet people on social media, you get the interpretation of them, you heard? Like, and it's like, I know the same people he know. You're like, this shit was so in-house. Like, this shit was about nothing. Like, I met Dougie B. We spoke. And it was all love, you heard? Like, shout out to Dougie B. You feel me? Free Dougie B. Like, we trying to see money. We trying to see millions. Like, at the end of the day, it's collab over competition, you heard? Shout out to my man's Bogard. That's my manager. Like, we collabing with a lot of these
shout out Bogard, you heard?
You heard? We collabing with people.
Right.
Why beef with them when we could team up and win together?
Well, that's good news from the Bronx, because you guys are the kings, or current kings, perhaps, of, like, you know, saying the most terrible shit about each other when you are beefing. That makes it very hard for shit to get patched up, because once somebody is smoking on somebody, then all of a sudden it can be kind of hard to just be like, all right, yeah, it's cool. We're good now.
Like, when I go to situations, I don't speak with nobody's dad, though, you know? Like, I don't speak with niggas' dads, but... Like, you know, if I got a problem with somebody, it's up with them, you heard, Adam? Like,
all the way,
if I got a problem with them, that's that. Like, I don't duck from no situation. Like, I don't duck no smoke. Like, if you want to smoke with Ron Suno, I'm all for that, you heard? Like,
you
I love that
smoke,
shit.
You want to smoke with
you
that?
Like, just because I'm a comedian, that don't mean nothing. Like, I'm ready. Like you, if you beefing with me, I'm the first nigga to go live, nigga. And then if you want to go outside, I'm the first nigga to be outside with you. Because, like, niggas be talking this internet shit. But when it's time to go outside, I'm going to be outside, yo. And it's like, I don't...
And mind you, bro, we've been doing this shit. Like,
yeah, we've been doing
we gave up the streets. Like, we don't want parts
of the streets,
bro.
Yeah, I don't
condone
no violence. Like, I don't condone no violence. Like, that shit is stupid.
We've been doing this shit. We've been
doing
all that other
shit. Niggas
is
dying over little shit. Like, that could be solved in a conversation. You feel me, bro? Like, I feel like at the end of the day, it's 2023. We got to all look at the bigger picture. Like, we got families we got to feed. A lot of times, it's like, we got to go where it's like, we trying to get out the hood. We all came from the same story. Why not build that story and make it bigger? Because it's like, we building a community, we making history. Like, that's what Malcolm X wanted. You heard? That's what Martin Luther King. I'm going to show niggas that I could do that with music. You heard? Like, even if it's drill, we could be drilling and we could be going after people that's after us. You heard? Niggas that don't want to see us get money. Like, niggas that's trying to end the wave, end the whole situation. We could do this shit together, nigga. Like, but it's whoever trying to fall in line.
Yeah, all the violence is a huge waste of time. Let's be real.
Yeah, like, all the violence
that
is a waste of time.
That shit for broke niggas, you heard?
By the time you guys are, like, 35, you're going to be like, holy fuck, why did I waste so much energy thinking about all that bullshit, you know?
Like, we on that because we grew up on that shit. Like, we grew up around all that shit. But we don't, like, now that we grow up, you feel me? Bro got a kid. Half my brothers got kids and shit. Like, feel me? We ain't focused on that shit, but we trying to make money, bro.
Yeah, like, we grew up, like, we trying to stay alive, bro. A lot of these young rappers is, like, 14.
Right.
Like, you got the young rappers that do that. Like, granted, we was the same age doing shit like that, you know? Like, we was the same age doing shit like that.
All these niggas that's rapping now is younger than us. They, like, when we was outside, they
was wasn't really talking.
I never heard of these niggas, bro.
Yeah, like, we was the ones that was, like, because I'm 22, he's 22.
We was always lit.
We was the ones that was putting in the shit, you heard? Now that they the rappers that's 14 and all that, it's because it's a new social media now, yeah?
Like, right. When I was
you
young,
can
it was
see
old
everything.
And shit, but, like, now...
We didn't have the social media that everybody had. We had Facebook. Bro. Like, we didn't have the Instagrams, the drill pages.
Word.
Like, nigga, we didn't post when Ron Suno or Squeeze.
These kids are rappers,
nigga,
before they're adults, like, or even close to adults, because they start popping up at 13,
bro.
14.
Yeah, bro. Shit different now,
shit
bro.
Shit different now, bro.
Before I just started rapping like last year, bro.
Right.
Feel me? I was really doing this shit. Like, these niggas are shouting me out in the song. I ain't want to rap, bro. I was really in this shit, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. What's a bar that they put you in? Some terrible
shit.
Demonic
out,
shit.
Said, shout out Squeeze. That's my favorite Uda.
Whoop.
Feel me? That's my number one Uda, matter of fact.
I mean, that's a fact. Feel like,
you think the cops have figured out what Uda means yet?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, yo, bro. And at the end of the day, we making music. I feel like nowadays.
No, but that's they popping irks.
Yeah.
Why they take the first letter off everything? I'm still trying to get to the bottom.
Yo,
of this.
Okay, yeah. I feel like with New York, our slang is different. You heard? I got Bingham tatted. Like, I say Bingham. Like, you know, how I say Fabio, say movie viral.
Right.
I say Bingham. Like, I got Bingham tatted.
Well, that's Remember,
I say bang him.
You probably don't remember bang this, him. But there used to be this rapper that 50 Cent was down with named Bang Him Smurf.
I seen him comment a couple of times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I seen him. He'd be like, yo, that's his shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's different interpretations of what you're trying to say. Yeah. You feel me?
30 years later.
Shout out to him, though, you heard? Because right. I already knew about that, but I got my own interpretation with this, me and you heard. This is a sound effect.
Well, I'm going to tap in with Bang Him Smurf. It has to happen now.
Yeah, shout out to him. But this is Bang Him, you heard? This is Bang Him. Yes. Right. Yes.
Yes.
Hold on. Yeah.
All right, so the first time I seen Ron Suno throw hands, and it was kind of a complicated video, so it's not like I got a great look at it, but was that Rolling Loud when you and K-Flock finally crossed paths?
Yeah.
That was when a lot of people might have realized, like, oh, he's really down. He's really with it.
I feel like they got to see that, you know?
Niggas ain't scared of no man. Everybody be the same, yo,
but the people need to see that, you know? They need to see what's going on. Because at the end of the day, they think this shit all for the games.
And you see who really threw the first.
Like, you see who threw the first punch and shit like that.
And
like,
you see how outnumbered everything. Yeah, like, they got security.
But look, you got to see, what type of time I'm on, you heard? Because when you see me do funny videos, you got to know, like, who you running into. So I feel like that was there to show everybody. Like,
and the L's wasn't there, you heard?
They're like,
we wasn't there. Like,
they wasn't there. Like,
they was like,
yo, bro, I go out Rolling Loud. They
bro, let me have been there, bro.
It was only me, my mans, and my manager, you heard? You heard? It was only three people.
Let me and my niggas have been there, bro.
Like, I couldn't bring everybody. Like, I'm not signed to a label like everybody else where they could get this special treatment of bringing everybody to the fun. Like, I can't bring everybody because I gotta get tickets. Like, no funny shit. Like, this shit is hands on.
And they just banned us from the last shit.
Yeah, they banned us. Like, and I'm the nigga that's trying to make sure everybody on the same page, nigga.
And we the one that don't care.
Like, I'm trying to make sure everybody could be on the same time, and these niggas beefing with each other.
You talking about like Rolling Loud 2019? They didn't let you play
just now. This one right now,
the most recent one. Okay, yeah.
They banned us. Put Shy K. They banned.
They put you in the gang category.
Shy K. 22 G.
Crazy shit, bro.
Really?
They banned.
And he the one who got all the kids dancing, bro.
Yeah. I got all the kids, bro. I got the kids.
Yo, bro, you can listen to me. He don't diss. Feel me?
I don't make diss tracks or
he
nothing.
He not smoking on nobody, bro. He's but making lit music, bro.
Outside looking in, you don't never know, you heard? And I'm a cool nigga, you heard, Adam?
I'm the one dissing, cool, you heard? Nigga, I'm the one doing the dissing, you heard?
Well, I bet
I'm a cool nigga, shit, bro.
That
like K-Flock
fight
bro.
Alone was probably enough for them to be like, oh, he might be dangerous. So it was probably just based on that, right?
Yeah, but I feel like that shit about Duffy, because you're a free K-Flock, you heard? Me and him, we knew each other before that situation. That shit was about nothing.
Did shit just get fucked up because you were saying you were the king of the Bronx or some shit at a certain point?
Yeah, I feel
and,
like it
and
was
he
just
was saying it too, and it just naturally.
I feel like it's the internet.
Yeah, it's the internet, always, bro. Yeah. Like, we never really got the chance to talk to each other, Adam.
It's the internet, bro.
Like, when everything was going on, I never got to see him. Like, you see how me and Dougie B like linked up?
Yeah.
When you K-Flock, see the yo, bro. When you see niggas get in person, see bro. It's not that. It's not the same energy, like, bro. As
I can link these
bro.
Niggas,
I'm
bro.
You're
Adam. I can link these people, bro. Like, whoever you see me got a problem with, I can link these people, bro.
But I feel like K-Flock was such a hothead out of that whole group that it's like, if he was still free, probably y'all would have never squashed it, but him being gone is just like, shit seems way less intense.
Nah, we would have squashed it.
Whatever it was, it is.
Bro. Now, whatever it was, would have been
like,
that.
Niggas is ready for whatever.
Yeah,
bro,
yeah.
Bro.
If it's up, it's up. But
we ain't focused
yeah,
on
like,
that.
Yeah, like, I go
lie.
If I
would have
met
bro.
Him, it would have still been the same shit, you heard? Because I'm trying to get money, you heard?
Right. But you think that hurt the Bronx as a whole when he got locked up? Because all of a sudden, one of the biggest artists, like...
Free Flock. He dice, bro. He had the shit.
I feel
he
like
had the shit in the fake or choke.
The
he
Bronx,
was good, bro.
Yeah. When he got locked up, a lot of shit did change, you heard? A lot of shit did change. Like, yo, Adam, we can take a picture. I can use the bathroom.
Yeah.
What about my mother? I gotta pee. What about my dad? I gotta pee.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yo, word to it. I'm so happy you said that, bro.
All right, so what? I asked you about your ops, and all of a sudden you gotta take a piss break?
Nah, yeah, man.
He's talking crazy.
Yo, nah, never lie. I was holding that, yo. I was holding that.
But you think that if Flock were free right now, that shit would be able to get squashed, or you think it would just remain up forever? Because he was mad about you being cool with Buddy, right?
Yeah, nah, I ain't gonna lie though. Like, between me and you, I don't even know that. I don't even think that was him. Like,
oh, post him on
comment,
the story or whatever?
Yeah, I don't think that was him.
Really?
I ain't gonna lie, I don't think that was him.
He got bigger things to worry about.
Yeah. I feel like, bro, we all young, bro. Like, we all, like, go through the same shit. Like, if I would have seen him, bro, the most we would probably did was probably get the 101. You know?
That still happens in New York?
Yeah, you get the one-on-one. Like,
unless they scared of you.
Like, you for me, like, I'm not scared of a one-on-one fight, bro.
Right.
Like, I'll fight, bro. Like, if that's what it comes down to, where niggas got to get the one-on-ones, we get the one-on-ones, yeah.
But, okay, so when you think about New York, because you guys, you know, grew up there and everything, do you feel like shit is way, way crazier than it ever was before? Is there a feeling of that in the city?
Yeah.
Nah, don't get me wrong,
nah,
bro.
Nah, yeah, shit crazy.
2010, niggas was stripping niggas out their biggies and
nah,
belts.
Yeah, like.
They was taking niggas out their like, coats,
you,
Adam.
Yeah, if you want to think about, like, Bronx in general, niggas was getting stripped out their coats. Mm.
You heard, but they was taking their coats and belts, shoes, all that.
But everybody now is gangster. So yeah, it's like.
Mm. Everybody got a pole.
Everybody is serious now. So you got to really just sturdy up.
Right.
You got to be sturdy out here, bro. You got to be careful, bro. Especially in Cali, too. Like, Cali, too. Like, New York, Cali, wherever I go, I got to make sure we sturdy. Like, hell yeah.
Yeah. These days, people are just smarter. They got more access to the internet. A lot of people are like, you know, like, not to even bring him into this, but rest in peace, Pop Smoke. When you look at how he got taken out, it was because of the internet. It was shit
like
that wouldn't have
like
happened.
Nowadays, you could catch you lacking, boy, like, off the internet, like, see where you at, catch you, be more updated with you, you feel me? We could just be on your Instagram and follow you out, you feel me?
Half of what's going on with these fucking young drill rappers and shit is just that they are so tapped into social media and shit that they're able to fucking figure out where people are at and do all this crazy shit.
Yeah, that's what everybody's doing. Like, you go on a story. You go on somebody's story or go on a drill page to find out what niggas is doing. That shit is serious.
You hop out Swayze? Figure Swayze out what's going on?
I don't even know who Swayze is to this day.
You still? Does nobody know?
Nah.
I'm trying to unmask him
who
on here.
Who the fuck is that?
What is that?
You ain't seen
Swayze,
him?
That's the drill
great
page
YouTube
that be
channel
talking. Who is he?
I don't know what that
yo,
is.
Yo, Swayze, who the fuck are you?
He's like the New York academics. The new academics, because he really talks about a lot of like underground street shit. Kind of like Warren Chirac type thing, but for New York.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I ain't never heard that.
Nah, he be showing love, though. I ain't gonna lie, though. They know what's up with Al's, you heard?
Yeah,
we the Al's, you heard, Adam? When you go like this?
Yo, 2023 is our year, you heard?
I don't do gang signs.
That mean we lit. When you talk about Al, that mean you lit.
Right. Al's. Where I'm from, that means loser, actually.
Yeah, but we changed
you
it.
Changed
it. We changed the interpretation.
You remember this? Anybody used to hit you with this?
Yeah, like this. Now we throw it up because we lit.
You throw
we got
shit
girls.
Up. If you throw this shit up, she might let you fuck. You heard?
Yeah, how yeah. If you throw this up, she get wet.
Mm-hmm.
She like, ooh, you an L?
But you're doing it backwards. When you go like that, it's an L to you. It's a.
It don't matter. You can throw it up like this. As long as you don't do this.
I noticed some Crips out here doing that, too, where they throw up the Crip with the other hand. I'm like, that's like half an uppercase D. That's not a C.
Yeah,
this is a C.
Different now, bro. We doing
just put a letter backwards.
We changed everything now. Like, we updated. Just like how iPhones get updated, we updating this shit in life.
Right.
Yeah? We updating shit in life.
No respect. I a long time ago, I decided I'm just not throwing up any funny hand signs. I'm going to just leave that alone.
Leave that alone. But let's talk about the drip,
bro.
Though, Adam. Let's talk about the drip, bro.
You fly. Check you out. I'm trying to get like
you. You got the nice khakis on.
You know.
The nice bun up.
The Gucci.
Yeah, you got, I don't even know what shoes those are, but those
last resort.
Yo, bro. I need to dress like you, bro.
Yeah,
I don't even dress like this. I don't know what happened today. But bro, you know what these pants are?
No, but I'm about to get those.
You won't understand because you're skinny as fuck. You might be able to relate a little bit. But when you... those are Dior's. Oh, the pants right here.
Yeah, these are Marys. Because
I've been staring at your fucking... the CD on the side of the shoes is kind of cool. I ain't seen that before.
Yeah, these is different with the belt too, you heard?
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
lie. The CD
belt. But you know what these pants are? These pants are like pants that didn't fit for a while, and then I lost weight, so now they fit again.
Oh, yeah,
so I'm hyped on
now
these
you
pants.
Got them back, like...
I'm back.
It feel like it's summertime now.
Hell no, it's cold as fuck.
It's cold as fuck.
This is cold as fuck for us.
Yeah, it is.
It's about to get hot again, though.
It's summertime for us, you know. We live in our life.
We get like 1 month of cold. Like December, January is kind of cold. Yeah, by February or March, you're back in it.
It's cold, but I don't see no snow.
It's cold out here.
I don't see no snow, no blizzards.
I think it's almost never snowed in L.A. But if you drive up north, you can see some snow. You could drive like an hour north and see a bunch of snow, which is kind of weird. But
that's crazy.
Maybe not right now, but in general.
That's crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Is Chrome Hearts still cracking? Because you were a real Chrome Hearts ambassador last time you were on here.
Yeah, I had the Chrome Heart on. I still wear Chrome Heart. I had Chrome on yesterday.
Chrome Heart drip or made of denim. Don't knock it, so I'm about to deck them.
Like, yo, but we started that Chrome Heart drip for New York.
Really?
Yeah, you seen when I came home here, like, 2020?
Right.
I had on, that was 2019, gang.
Was that 2019?
Yeah, but I had a song with Blueface, DDG at that time. At that time, that's when I was doing songs in Cali. I had the DDG feature, Blueface. I did, that's the song I did with Favio. Chef G, Free Chef G. Like, we had mad features right there. Now we got Bronx features.
Right.
Now we got that. But now...
Now you don't
got
to come out here and try to steal our swag.
Yeah, no. It's over. But what I will do, Adam,
take
I'm about to
collab
with all these artists that's outside of New York, you heard?
Like who? On some street-type artists, or are you going to get a Yeet feature?
You know, probably like ESTG, probably some... We know we reaching for a little baby.
Okay.
We need that little baby feature, that little Dirk. You know we need that. Yeah, but that's what we aiming for. But
do you feel like it's kind of hard to break out of being a quote-unquote drill rapper and get recognized kind of more by the more mainstream audience?
I feel like it's not hard in my lane, you heard, Adam? Like, the shit I do is different, so I don't know. A lot of niggas will probably be different. Like, me and Jurgen.
No, for real.
I'm sitting on girls' backs. They got to accept that in every state.
No, I like that about you, for sure.
They got to accept that in every state, you feel me?
Right. But when you were saying before, you're like, I'm outside.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, like for me, I don't really want to be outside anymore. If I'm standing around outside the corner store, it's for like 2 minutes with the fucking, you know, and I'm out of there. It's like, do you still have that kind of pride or like wanting to really be able to walk down the street and be on some regular shit where you're from? Or are you kind of realizing, all right, I'm more high profile, I should move a little different now?
Yeah, I always keep my guards up and shit like that. But I'm always outside though too, you heard them? Like, if I want a bacon nigga cheese, I'm gonna go get a bacon nigga cheese. You heard?
That's
I'm
the go test.
I'm gonna go to the nearest deli. I'll take that risk. Fuck it. Yeah.
Right.
I'm hungry.
Your deli is, are they like all organic and shit now, or is it like a traditional New York deli?
The delis, they take EBT.
Right. But they're all trying to upgrade. They're all trying to have some organic porridge and shit.
Yeah, like, I don't know why non-GMO type of vibe, but I say less. But I'm taking whatever, you know. I get my little essential water, and I feel better because I'm hydrated.
Right. What's the craziest shit? What's your relationship with your bodega guy? Has he ever done anything real solid for you?
Yeah, I get a free sandwich.
Okay. Bodega niggas is
solid, like,
right?
You just got to make sure you got that connection with them. Like, you go to New York, you get a free sandwich.
Right.
Like, if you want something to eat, they'll hold it down.
Free everything.
If you were running from the cops, would they let you hide behind the counter?
Just might. Yeah. If they know you, they hire you.
Yeah.
If you from that block and they know how,
they fuck with you, they're going to do that.
You know about the Aki way, right?
The Aki way.
Yeah.
The Aki way. I want my chopped cheese with butter on a hero, the Aki way.
With a Pop-Tart. A honey bun. You be doing all that shit.
I be getting a little Dorito action. Little Doritos. Little sour straws.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But not on the hero. That'd be crazy. Yeah, like on the hero?
Yeah.
The sour straws.
No, not the sour straws. Not the sour straws. Chopped cheese on the hero.
But you know he does that shit. Like, he makes it with a honey bun. He makes it with
craziest
shit.
The honey bun is crazy.
He'll make you a pancake with cereal in it.
High school days, we had the honey bun.
Right.
With the bacon and cheese on top of it.
I was pressing him, though. I was asking him in his interview if, like, you know, if there's street shit going on around there, what do you do? And he's basically like, I don't look. I don't pay attention.
Well,
I stay out of it.
The Ock,
yeah.
You interviewed him?
But he's like famous on TikTok and shit, making these crazy ass sandwiches.
Niggas need a sandwich. I ain't gonna lie. Yo, right bro, what's up with that food we got?
Yeah, I need to go bust that down.
We got some soul food.
They have like a high end bodega style place out here. So it's like the bodega you go to, but they're gonna charge you 4 or 5 times as much.
Nah, yeah, I don't chill.
Yeah.
They gotta relax with the prices.
Yeah.
Cali prices is way different from New York.
Like, but I feel like New York prices are higher than anywhere in the country.
Nah.
You know what I'm
saying? You go to the Bronx, you get a chopped cheese, you probably come out with like $8, $10, you get a chopped cheese, chips, or water. You probably get like...
That shit used to be $4.
Yeah, it'd probably be $4. Now it'd probably be like $9.
For a sandwich? It used to be $4. Now I'm expecting to pay $8, $9, $10.
Yeah, Cali, I'm like, yo, bro, I'm getting $36 for soul food. This shit crazy. I'm got to, oh my God.
Like 40,
$50. Shit crazy.
Can I get, have you done videos with Booba 100X?
Yeah.
You've done that. Okay.
Nah, but yo, Booba, he grew up with us.
He's another up and coming star from the BX.
Yeah, I go, like, I don't know if you knew, but like, even when you interview Booba, like, he was one of the niggas that grew up, like, watching, you
right?
Know?
Yeah,
I like shout out to Booba, you heard, but like that was one of the niggas that was younger. He was like, "Yo, Ron, like you going crazy? Like I want to do that." For me,
but do you ever look at his content and think, "Bro, you wildin'?" Because for me, I wouldn't want to be like, I showed Ron Suno his ops' music videos. Yeah. You know, that to me is kind of.
Nah, if you're from the Bronx, you understand.
Yeah, you understand.
But like, that's why it's even more crazy for him to be doing it.
Nah, with him though, it's different. Like, he don't got no ops.
We ain't gonna look hurt.
He ain't trying to hurt nobody.
He a civilian.
That's what make him different. Like,
it's different if he chilling with them, smoking around ops.
Like, when you're in New York, you know, like, he's not trying to hurt nobody. Yeah, he just want to do fun. Like, he just want to have fun. Like, that's what made Booba different. Like, Naughty Cuz, Booba, like, niggas like that. And me too, though, yo. Like, I ain't gonna lie. That's why I do music, and I do that lane too, yo. Because I don't want to have problems with nobody, and I want to have fun.
I'm just glad to see so many gangster-ass individuals have a good sense of humor about that shit. Because when I look at California, bro, when I look at how serious these 40, 50-year-old gangbanger dudes take their shit, I'm like, I don't think that YouTube channel would work out here.
Fun, bro.
Gotta have fun, bro. Shit is stressful and shit, but you can't be stressed.
You got one life to live, bro. Mm. Like, fuck the bullshit.
Bitches. Smoke weed. Feel me? Eat good food.
Yeah, I smoke good Zah. Shout out to Adam.
Listen to good music.
If it wasn't for me, I'm not going to show that.
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have that weed. Or if it wasn't for one of my guys.
Shout out to my son Adam. He held it down.
We held it down. So what you got going on with Asian Doll?
Yeah, we was in Atlanta with her.
Her music's good. I'm not going to lie. She's one of the better female rappers.
Shout out Asian, though. That's Twitter
right there. I love Asian.
That's gay right there.
You heard Adam? I love her.
She got one song, like a drill type song out right now that I've been fucking with.
That's my heart right there. Shout out Adam.
Oh, what? I fuck with it, but I'm not going to put my fingers up like that. Jeez, that's a lot.
That's my heart, gang.
My girl going to kill me.
That's gang.
My girl and her had a beef over me before.
That ass?
Not really, but.
Oh, I'm about to say that's serious.
You like to say that?
She from Texas.
I know.
She on bad time. Nah, I fuck with Asian though, yo. Like she be in the mix though, yo. You know how that should go, but.
She is, yeah. They be trying to get on her about hanging out with too many different crews out in New York.
Yeah, she fuck with L's.
I don't know about all that other shit. She cool fuck with us, the L's, yeah.
You just fuck with on some musical shit, or are you guys dating?
Nah, yo. She
what?
Six-pack.
She's beautiful.
I love her.
I think that's why my girl got mad about it. My girl was like, damn, you might really leave me for her.
Nah, yeah. This was back in the day. Asian man, cool. Yo, you know what I want to do something with? Coil Ray.
He got his eyes closed. Biting his lip, saying,
Coil Ray.
Right.
Nah, yo, she got to stop playing. What am my mother, Adam? Like,
she drives you nuts?
Bro, she
you like that body type?
Yo, bro, because you know what it is? Like, she got that swag, bro. She got that she's different. Like, she's skinny, but she know how to work that body.
Yeah.
You went crazy, King.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. Like,
Coil Ray. What am I about that one, Coil Ray?
She is definitely bad.
She know how to work that body. How old is she? Like,
I feel like she's like a little sis vibe to me, though. I don't know if I can really sit on here and just say how hot she is.
I need Coil Ray. I love her. Yo, Coil Ray.
Oh, 25? Yeah, she
hot. I'm about to try to call her.
She's 25.
Yo, my phone, I'm about to try to call her.
She's going to break.
You call her like that. Okay. Ask her when she's going to come on No Jumper again. Because, you know, she was on here before she was lit, and then she got lit, and I ain't really heard from her since.
She started fronting on you? She started moving different?
I'm not going to say she's, like, fronting on me, but I believe I DM'd her a few months ago saying, hey, you should come on the show again, yada, yada. Yeah,
definitely. You got to get her. I ain't going to lie. And mention Ron Suno when you get her.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, yo, you know my name, Ron Suno?
But so what? When you talk to her, you're just hitting on her, like, over the top, like, yo, I fucks with you. I want to be with you.
Nah. I feel like you're Adam, bro. Nah, I swear, bro. Like, I'm trying to, you know who I really want?
You should ask her father for her hand in marriage.
Yeah.
Benzino.
That's her father, right?
That's her father.
That's crazy, right?
Oh, that's not crazy. That's
I knew it for a little bit before I knew that, too, which what the fuck?
That's not random?
That's mad random, bro.
Pretty weird.
They just picked somebody and said, hey, fuck it.
But how is this going to be his daughter?
Well, I'm guessing that he had sex with a woman who got pregnant with her. That being her mother.
That's crazy.
I don't really know exactly how it went down.
Yo,
but
excuse me, that's not OD?
That's mad random.
That's, oh, wow.
Right.
That's just wow. Yeah, that's out the pocket.
That's wow.
But just, okay, like, if you're looking at a girl, like, you fuck with her music or you think she's hot or whatever, and then you just find out that you know her dad. Her dad is just this, like, 48-year-old dude or whatever that you know.
I was watching
crazy.
Love & Hip Hop.
Right.
Fuck it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm be like, yo, that. Bro. I'm like, yo, bro.
I'm doing it a little more.
I'm like, what's up, bro?
Fuck it.
You guys call Ray.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the crazy shit is
that nice toes.
He almost ruined her Nicki Minaj feature because he announced it prematurely and then Nicki canceled the whole thing and she was so fucking mad.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Beefing with your daughter is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
You gotta keep shit kosher with your daughter, man.
That's a lot, though. I don't know.
Right.
Shout out to Colorado. I love her.
Yeah, she's a good. Yeah, for sure. All right, so Ron Suno. Mm-hmm. You got a label now? This is your first artist, or you got a couple artists? What's going on?
Yeah, a couple artists. I got Cheek Moo, 2-3. I got G Wooga. You heard?
Shout out my L's.
L's. You heard? SBL, No Limit, Quan Paid. You feel me? NLCP, SBL shit. Shit like that, Adam. Like,
everything shot
you. We going crazy, you heard? Like, we turning this shit up on a different level. It's like, we trying to do everything that they want us to see, you heard?
I mean, if the Bronx really, truly, like, just becomes united and unified, that could serve as a model for every other war-ridden, you know,
we gonna do
city
that.
In America.
That's why we're going to do
I
that.
I like that idea. And Ron Suno could be the Minister Farrakhan of the whole operation, come through and just
gonna,
clean shit up.
We're going to have all the artists together. We're going to do a song. They're going to be ours. Right, Squeeze? Everybody that turn ours, like, they could be from any other state.
They, yeah, they got to be next door. They got to be ours.
They
going
to be ours.
Yeah, be sturdy. Right.
But you know what you need to do, really? You need to tap in with the older rappers from the Bronx. I need you to do a song with Hell-Rel.
Hell-Rel?
From Dipset.
He from the Bronx?
Yes. Oh, man. You got steam coming out of your ears right now.
What the fuck?
Respect Hell-Rel, my friend.
Yeah, shout out to Hell-Rel. I used to listen to Dipset. I used to listen to Dipset. I used to listen to Lil Wayne. I used to listen to 50. Soulja Boy.
I used to listen to mad Chicago niggas.
Chicago, Chief Keef.
50, Lil Wayne.
Like, I love Chicago. Drew, that shit was fire.
Lil Durk, feel me?
That shit was fire.
Okay, but let me just, this is my final proposition on here. So there's been a few times over the years where, you know, I'm listening to drum music or whatever, and I start to really, like, watch a couple of YouTube videos, realize what the fuck they're talking about, and I'm kind of, it kind of affects my ability to enjoy it a little bit, just because I'll be like, damn, this is some morbid shit. But now, the first song that I heard that I was fully like, oh, nah, I can't watch this, is the, I won't even say the name, but there's a certain bop with blowing up out of New York that's like really grimy, and when you know the story, it's really weird. Like, kids should not be celebrating this shit. Do you sometimes see stuff like that and just feel like that is a little too far, the shit has gone a little too fucked up?
Yo, I go lie. Yo, the niggas go fuck
that's
with
just
that
how
shit.
New York,
you're at him, like, you gotta really look at it like, yo, bro. Like, it's like a video game, bro. Like, when you
that's
see
that's the
niggas,
problem. They treat it like GTA.
Yeah,
yes.
So it's like when you got young kids watching that shit, they like, what the fuck is going on? Mm. So like they want to see what that's about, bro. Like, even watching good movies, you had niggas like Will Smith that play good acting movies. You like, what the fuck role is that? I was watching Hancock. I'm like, yo, this nigga a superhero?
Right.
Then he could play bad boy? It's like, same thing with Drew. Like, that shit is the same shit. Like, the kids going to want to flock to that. They understand, like, yo, bro, these niggas is living that real shit, and they never been around it. The only thing they could do is to listen to it, you heard? Yeah, they could listen to it, because that's how they could find out firsthand. No funny shit, bro. This shit history, though.
Do you
Adam.
Think you would feel differently if you had a song about somebody you love that was kind of mocking the way they went out?
You said what? Say it again.
That's how this shit go, bro.
If somebody got killed, one of your friends, and there was a popular song in the city joking about it,
I'm not jacking that song.
Well, duh, but do you think that you kind of owe that to the other side as well, that maybe this is something that generally we should be trying to avoid?
Man, that's the shit that come with it, you know?
That's how the shit go, bro.
Like, it could be a lottery, bro. Like, you feel me, gang? Like, if they got that, fuck it.
We
they
be trying
do
to avoid
think.
Dissing on people.
You're
you
like,
me,
if a nigga go lit off of dissing our dad, they got it, fuck it. But if we got it, they know we got it, you know?
Right.
But my niggas ain't dying, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just got to make sure you in front line, bro.
Mm. Are they making you re-record your songs? You got any songs that they made you re-record? I heard that New York, all the drill songs have to be re-recorded to not have any of the gangster shit in it.
Nah, I don't got to record none of my shit.
Your shit's all clean?
Yeah, my shit clean. I ain't gonna lie. Most thing I probably got to do is enhance my vocals. They got to hear what I'm saying.
Yeah. Make them louder.
Yeah, just a little louder.
Tell the radio station here.
I'm with your bitch
here's
and I
your new
out,
version.
I'm with your bitch and I ran out of condoms.
Mm.
Yeah.
But we got the honey pack, so it's all
honey
good.
Honey pack.
Fucking her, bro, no problem.
No problem. No funny shit.
I ain't worn a condom in like 5 years. So.
This nigga went crazy, bro. What the fuck? Yo, this thing's crazy.
Shit like that.
Last time I wore a condom, the girl said she had a yeast infection. Nah, I said, I got this Magnum right here.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. What the fuck was wrong with her?
That's crazy.
That's gross.
And I ain't gonna lie. Wow.
What are we looking out for? What's on the way that we need to know about?
I got a tape coming February 10th. It's gonna be called It's My Time. That shit got like 7 features on it. But from there, like, we just make it history.
The L's taking over 2023.
They're gonna take over. Yeah. Right. But I'm about to drop a tape, 12 songs, boom. It's My Time. Like, y'all gonna see. When that tape drop, a lot of niggas gonna be mad because they gonna wish they joined over here.
And watch out for bro on the radar shit. We gonna on the be radar, on that shit. Yeah. We gonna go crazy on that.
It ain't dropped yet, your new shit on there?
What?
You did a freestyle on there or something?
Yeah, that shit we're gonna drop when the tape drop, probably.
Okay. Shout out Gabe. Yeah, they be doing good shit over there, yeah?
Gabe, he cool.
Yeah, he going crazy.
They supporting the underground out there, which is, it's just crazy because, like, he's really doing the shit that the radio station is supposed to have been doing, like, the last 20 years in New York.
Yeah, how?
You know?
Yeah,
make a fucking YouTube channel and help put all the young talent on. It's not that hard, right?
That shit expanding. I ain't gonna lie. That shit definitely expanding.
I'm seeing more and more people go to New York and they feel like they got to pull up there. I'm like, he got something.
New York is where it's at. We the waviest, all right?
When I did it, I never even fucking heard of it. I just did it because Laura made me. But now I know it's lit.
I go loud, we go viral, gig. I go loud.
We going up, you are.
Let's go. All right, I appreciate you guys.
Else.
Follow Ron Buno.
Ron Buno, you heard.
Follow G Squeeze, you heard. G.Squeeze_
Mike and Mary Dripper, Mike and Mary Stepper, you heard. Y'all niggas
Mary Bennett, you heard. Everything else, you heard. Everything, Shaw G.
I'm dumb fly, you heard.
Super duper fly. You see this package, you heard? You got to pay extra just for the fur, you heard?
I got
no funny shit. You don't see people with this shit?
Don't make me boom you in these Amiris.
Hey, we had to do that, you heard?
Do that. I got more.
Fuck with that booming shit, yo. We on some other shit. Niggas is doing that, you heard? We doing that. You heard?
Yo, we getting money over here, yo. Y'all niggas gotta get this money, yo.
Aight, get this bag, bro.
Let's go. Hey, appreciate you guys. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, etc. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support.
Yo, you know
it's that G-Squeeze, nigga. Drop my album, make them bleed, nigga.